Car guys, car gals, what's going on? Good morning. This is Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
This is Fred Lenarts, the subprime hero.
And we are in the cafe with an incredible solutionary that you're definitely going to want to get set up and get ready to take some notes because there is a lot that she is bringing to the brew. But until you get to see Miss Shannon Everhart, who's joining us today, go ahead and get you some... Car guys and car gals, this brew has been brought by Think Ad Group. You can get information by going to thinkadgroup.com and brewing with solutionaries. Get you some. Language, right? I'm a hip-hop kid, right? So I have hip-hop culture inside of me, but it comes with a language, right? Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter what it is that you're a part of, that culture has a certain language. There's so many different things that we can say in the car business that most customers would look at us and be like, man, what do you mean I'm one-legged up? Yeah. I don't even understand what that means. Oh, it's because that's our language, but that's in our culture. When you're trying to change a culture, you have to change the language.
What does that mean, though?
What does that mean? That means a customer. What? Did you mean that? But it's so imperative that you do so, that you do make sure to correct those things. If you hear somebody inside of your dealership that is speaking outside of what it is that you're trying to actually aim at and create in your environment,
yes,
touch it the right way, attack it, kill it, pull it out, and make sure, hey, we don't operate like that anymore. This is how we're speaking, and let's start doing that. You'll notice that some people, it's going to maybe scathe a little bit. It's going to rough them up a bit. You know, it's going to make them change, but it's a mindset adjustment that has to happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And as you guys can see, you know, all y'all watching this right now, you can see the passion that Shannon has. It's early. She's drinking her Diet Coke. She's trying to get herself going. But yet that passion is never gone. She wakes up with that. And I can tell, like, I've seen her in the morning. I've also seen her at the tail end of a night of having a good time. Right. And we've seen how you are. And the whole time, the thing about Shannon is she brings energy. I think that if there was one trait about Shannon, you know, obviously she's very smart and we all know that already. She's got a lot of great things going on for her, but it's her passion. It's that energy that she has. It's so contagious. It's unreal. So you put in a process. You put in things like, you know, the way she does things, the culture that she's putting in there and that she believes in. And then you have her as a leader up front trying to push that culture and to make it something that's part of the whole community. She's unstoppable. And that's why we have you on the show, Shannon. You've always been something when we see you. You always bring energy to us. You know, I feel like Lou and I, we like to be the same type of person as you are. So I think we all fit in that same
way. We have from day one, guys.
We really have. You know, it's really weird. You know, we get in those groups, but there's certain people I kind of attracted to, you know, not necessarily attracted to, but you know what I mean? People in general. Like you go to them because you feel like there's something there that's very similar to what you have. And you want to be around it because when you put together a bunch of people that are on that same type of level, it amplifies. It like, boom, all of a sudden it's like, oh my God. And we always have such a good time. And you know, and your passion alone though will take you so far. And I love that about you, Shannon. Your passion is.
Thank you. And you guys are fuel for me. So I hope, you know, we're just kind of.
It absolutely.
That's what happens.
Back and forth.
It continues like a Tesla, right? It continues to recycle that energy and amplify it.
Yeah.
That's exciting. We definitely honor that. But folks, hopefully you understood what she was pointing out there. I'm not saying you need to change the titles of what it is that your people are in your store. We're not necessarily saying that. She did that inside of her business so that the people that are doing the job could understand the value that the business has for them doing their job, which is imperative to be able to get the absolute most out of people, right? If that the little kid in Little League doesn't think that his team is behind him or his coach thinks that he can do it, he's not really going to swing with his best effort and whole heart at the ball that's sitting on the tee, right? But when you get mom and dad and you get the team and you get up, like, yay, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, you know, pumping them up, they start to have faith in what it is that they didn't even know that they could do until they did it. And she brings that to the table and without question, always brings it at the top level of her energy, whether the day was great starting off, whether it was a hectic start to an event, she forgives, focuses on what she has to do, and then she starts flying, right? She starts doing it. And if you're not going with her, well, then you just ain't going.
But it's so contagious. It's so easy to jump on that airplane and take that ride with her. I mean, it really is. Like, you feel like, hey, let's do this, because you just know that that ride is going to be so much fun. It's going to be enjoyable. You're going to feel like that you're part of the team. You're going to feel like, you know, that you mean something to her, you know? So, man, great stuff. You know, I want to, my next question. Go ahead.
Needs to, for the entire dealership, they need to understand how honorable that work is and how difficult it is to get it done. So yeah, I'm passionate about it because I'm a frontline employee too, just like you guys are. And so I want to grow as a leader. But I also know that the work that the other frontline employees are doing too. So I think with that appreciation, I'm very passionate about trying to bring ESP to the entire process. How can we make this more enjoyable? What systems and processes can we put in place to make it more simple? And then we all win, right? Prosperous. And I do mean that we do make, a profit, and that we can pay our bills, and that we can grow the business. We can add important sophistications on, like new technology, whatever it may be. Right. I also mean that, everybody is able to have a full and, a rich and fulfilled life too.
That's right.
Back to those experiences. So yeah, I'm passionate about it because I've seen this concept of ESP that we at Gravitational Marketing, it's what the flag that we wave every single day. And it's because we see that it's possible. I mean, you guys doing this show, this is your ESP.
Yes.
Just to be a little bit a part of it, even if, we were just a little seedling of bringing this to life today, that just makes us super happy to be a part of the whole journey.
It really is. That's what I talk about all the time. When I just get that one person that this helped, like I get that one message, like it could be a bad week for me, and there's really no bad weeks for me, but it could be technically a bad week for me. And then I get a message from one person that says, man, that video you did today really got me pumped up. Boom. It motivates me so much more. I'm like, all of a sudden it's like, zip, I just took another sip of coffee. I'm going to go harder now. Yeah. So no, it's really nice. And it's really refreshing to have people, and meet people like you out there, knowing that there's a lot of people that are on that same wavelength that Lou and I are on. And we want to share these stories with everybody, and speaking of that, we've asked you your why. We've also talked about, the culture of the BDC, how you change that and the whole mentality of that. And that's all such great stuff. And so that's going to lead to my next question. I know that you're a Florida girl. You grew up in Florida your whole life, right? So, that's awesome. I know that you...
I'm a real Floridian. I was born here.
I also know that in high school, and maybe in college, I'm not sure, but you were a cheerleader, and you were a very good cheerleader.
I wish I was in college. Ugh.
Especially at Florida State is where you went, right?
I wish I was a Florida State cheerleader, but I was definitely not. But I will toot my own high school horn here and say that I was a national championship cheerleader back in the day. I mean,
There's no doubt, and I could tell you this, in high school, my high school sweetheart, she was a cheerleader and she was really good too. It was that energy. There's something, it's not necessarily somebody who's, it's great to be athletic because, don't get me wrong, them cheerleaders are amazing athletes. You all do some crazy stuff out there. Trust me, I love watching the competitions. I think there's some really cool stuff that goes down.
Now it's crazy what they're doing.
The level is getting better and better every year. It's unreal, but even back then, you and I are very similar in age, graduated I'm not going to say it, but we're going to move. But that being said, it was a good culture, but that energy that you learned, that building people up, and it started young with you, that was always inside of you about doing all that type of stuff. So I want to talk a little bit about your history. Okay. I just kind of touched on that. I know, I also mentioned that you went to school at Florida State University. Woo, woo. Not a big fan. I'm a Hurricanes fan, but that's okay.
As long as you're not a Gator.
No, I definitely hate the Gators. I hate the Gators worse than Florida State.
I respect the Hurricanes.
I never really feel too bad about to Florida State because usually there was a bunch of games where we beat you guys because you missed field goals, and I loved it. Whoop! Anyway, but that being said,
Laces out.
Laces out, Finkel. Come on, let's go. So so that being said, I know that when you there was a time that you started in advertising in automotive, right? Then you went off and you did some other stuff, and then you came back to automotive. What made you come back to the automotive world? What made you say, it's time for me to get back to the automotive world? And I know you've been doing it for almost 9 years now, so back to the automotive world.
Well, I've been with Gravitational Marketing now for 8 years. But I'll just go ahead and say it. 2001 is when I started in automotive advertising. So yeah, it was my very first job out of college. And believe it or not, I worked for my boss now, Travis Miller, and Jimmy V actually. So those are the owners of Gravitational Marketing. So in our early years, we worked together. We kind of all cut our teeth in this business kind of at the same time, always on the advertising side. I left that agency and did some branding type of advertising. But I will tell you, my experience in branding versus what I'm doing now at Gravitational Marketing is two totally different worlds.
Yep.
We believe very strongly at Gravitational Marketing in results. In fact, just a fun fact, actually, is not one of the 125 or so clients that we get to work with across the country, none of them are on a contract. So we're doing work that is 100% based on results at Gravitational Marketing. Wow. If we're not making our dealers happy, if we're not bringing very specifically, if we're not generating those authentic leads from the 98% for our dealer clients every single month, there's nothing holding them to us. There's no contract.
Wow.
My previous experience in branding was more about like the fancy photo shoots and the expensive budgets. Doing talent searches for models. I mean, just a bunch of didn't sell one more sandwich, didn't sell one more home, didn't convert real. I mean, because we weren't even tracking it. Everything that I'm doing now, and I'll never do marketing any other way. And I have, of course, as we all do, we have friends that are like, hey, can you help me? Because you're in that business. I know you guys get hit up all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So I do too get hit up, you know, for marketing questions, and it is always going to be a recommendation for direct response. For every dollar you spend, you can see how that dollar resulted into next steps in business for you or not, so that you can make decisions on where to spend your money next month, next week. So that for me is a big, you know, big deal in my career experiences, is to really believe and be a proponent of direct response marketing, really. And that's what we're doing with Gravitational Marketing.
Awesome. That is cool. And it's neat. And you're right. Because, you know, the thing is, Shannon, you became who you are today because of all the experiences that you've been through. You've been able to see the good, the bad, figure out what's going to be the best type of brew to put in your cup. Make sure, hey, I don't want none of this anymore. I want this. You made a good blend for you. And then you found, hey, this is where I want to be. You teamed up with good people.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Jimmy and Travis, both amazing energy. I love them both. You know, I've had the opportunity to meet them a few times myself.
Need to have
them
on the show.
Really, really. Hopefully we'll have them on the show one day because they have a great story. And I want to talk about their story because they both are very unique people. And, you know, just like you, Shannon, you know, the thing about life is that every experience you have, every conversation you have, and I know you agree with me, Shannon, is that there's something to learn from it. Whether it's good or bad, there's something to learn. If you learn and you figure out what that is and you use those things, your life becomes easier and you start to find it almost like it's the Matrix going on. You're like, oh, okay, I'm starting to figure this out.
Yeah,
and, you know, being a little bit more mature, I should say mature, we've definitely experienced a lot of things in our lives. We've been through stuff. You know, you've had other jobs. You've seen what those companies ran like. You've seen what the company you currently, and you've helped, you know, become that culture there. And you see that this makes more sense to do it this way, especially in today's world. Now, the world has changed too. We've seen the way the world is, the way the car business has shifted in a lot of places. There used to be a time where there's very few dealers who did it the way we do it. Now it's almost becoming where if you're not doing it this way, you're going to probably fall apart. Mm-hmm. And at least something similar to what we're doing. And so I love your story. I think that you have a lot to offer to this business. And I think that you're just really just starting. I know that it's 8 years, but I know that you're 10 years from now, you're going to look back and you're going to see how far you've come. And with the energy that you have, I'm looking forward to watching this journey too. So
you know what the number 8
means. I'm not going anywhere. I got more friends to make.
That's right.
This is my industry. I know that, you know, I guess
100% it is.
I guess you guys, you know, in the trenches of the industry would look at me or my agency as, you know, being a vendor in the industry. And I get that. That's true. You know, I guess you have to claim a category at some point, but I very much believe myself to be a car girl.
You feel like one. I mean, honestly, you may have never been on a lot and sold one to a person, but the way you are and the way you embrace the culture and the way that you try to coach people with the way you, it's such a refreshing thing. Like sometimes you have to have somebody who has a different view on something, but obviously understands what's going on in that market and can just hit it with you. You know, you're like, oh my gosh, that makes so much sense. you know, it's like having the left brain, right brain people. You know, when you can have somebody with that other side of the brain helping you out with something, it's like, oh, I didn't think about it that way. And that'll work, you know, and you do that, and you do that in spades. It's amazing.
What you've always been able to make sure to highlight is the experience and what the experience is like from the customer's view, rather than making sure that it just suits what it is that our particular goals are. You have been great and instrumental in teaching that to car guys who can get distracted by what has to get done rather than who it is you're helping. You know what I mean? And
right,
because of that, you bring a great element to making people think differently than what they've always known. And that's something that I've honored and always been eager to hear more of, right? Because it's not always what the older school, I guess, car business flow would be. It's not so much making sure that you're doing what's best for the customer. It's making sure you're doing what's best for your pocket. And that isn't necessarily what always jives with people who at heart want what's best for people. And
yeah,
that's what you want. And that's what you've been able to make sure that you pour into everybody that you speak with.
Oh, yeah.
Or at least get them to understand, hey, this is what I'm really about. And if you're not about the customer or that experience, some of what I'm saying, you may not really understand. So if you don't adjust your understanding of culture, that you're not going to get the language that I'm speaking. And that's something that you've always done. And again, honor that. So excited to keep growing from it, because there's many things that I know to do. And like, I'll have a Shannon Everhard, you know, knowing that you were right there in the room and like, oh, you know, got that from Shannon. That's where that came from, you know, and be encouraged to know that you're doing things in many, many dealerships all over the place. And I know you know this. I know that you know that things are happening because of the things you're pouring out.
Absolutely.
But that's why we want to celebrate you. And you are a car gal. You drive a car, right?
True. Right?
You teach car people how to be better.
You
right?
know, you I are, need just like anybody else out there would, you know, even though I'm a car girl, I definitely am in the 98%. So I think that's where some of the passion comes too. I like cars. I want to be, you know, I want to feel good about my own shopping experience. So I picture myself as the customer a lot.
Yeah, that's the key. You have to put yourself in their shoes for a moment and understand what they're going through. You know, sometimes it's hard because sometimes you'll deal with people and they don't want to lay their cards out on the table. So it's hard to really understand where they're coming from. You know, we've never walked a mile in their shoes, and it's true. But when you can put the shoes on and figure out where they're coming from, it makes it that much easier because you want to give them what they want. You know, you don't want to sit there and get, did you, is that what you want, sir? You know, that's why question asking is very important. That's why, you know, what you train on with your A teams and stuff, the questions that you guys line up, there's a certain reason for those questions, you know, and it's to investigate. So this way you can better serve your people. And
well,
it's, you know,
even for your dealers too, that are watching the show, or if you know a dealer that maybe some of this stuff would jive with, it's all about choices.
Yep.
And I think for the dealers that I work with, the first choice that they made was that they wanted to talk to the 98%. They wanted to put all of their energy and their resources and their time and their training into taking care of that much bigger swath of the population. The 98% who would love a nicer, newer car, but don't think because of their credit, because they're driving, they're stuck in a lease or a loan right now, or they don't have that down payment, or they don't want monthly payments, et cetera.
Right.
That's keeping them out of the shopping experience. So the first choice of the dealer that I'm working with is to serve that audience and to make sure that audience knows that they are there for them. They are all dealers for the people. And then the second, I think, choice is, well, everything comes down to choices, even in the moment, is how do you guys want to be seen? How do you want, what do you want your culture to stand for? And then committing to that. And then there's these micro choices throughout the day that our teams, the members of our team have to make. And we have to trust them to make that, those little micro choices. You know, when, like, anybody that's on the phone, any of my dialers, they have to decide whether or not to persist and ask for the appointment or let that customer just kind of fly right out of their control. And so it's all these little micro choices. But if we can help with processes and systems to help make those micro choices easier for them to make, they feel more confident making them, maybe even making some work, taking some risks here and there, then you can actually see your business start to grow, and you see the people growing within it, and you're helping lots of people, and it just kind of compounds on itself, and it's a lot of fun.
It really is, and that's exactly right.
For the people.
For the people, that's right.
Speaking of for the people, I do want to say happy birthday today.
Oh, wow.
You may not see this today,
later,
but we are going to celebrate the birthday of the original dealer for the people,
yeah,
Tony Melito. Happy birthday, Tony.
Yes, sir.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. You know, we should do a video after this and send it and put it on Facebook for him. But anyway, that being said,
everybody needs to have Tony Mojito.
That's it. Tony Mojito.
You wouldn't believe how many people have chewed up that name over time. It's pretty funny.
We did a drink for him a long time ago, the Tony Mojito.
Yeah, well, that's my kind of drink, huh?
Yeah.
I like the mojitos.
Yes, he does.